The good news is, on this granny update, that Mum has been cleared, ready for discharge from the rehabilitation unit in Lagan Valley Hospital in Lisburn. The bad news is, the challenging news you might say, is that the social worker that I've been waiting to connect with essentially for weeks finally got in touch with me at about 5 minutes to closing time tonight, and was very kind but also extremely clear and quite pressured in her speech with regards to seeing Mum leave the hospital as soon as possible. And of course, we couldn't do the next steps until we knew who this social worker was going to be. And as she presented herself just before closing time, it makes the next steps a little more tricky, especially as I'm leaving for Derry tomorrow for the training there, and therefore do not have tomorrow. But the plan is that I'm to go pick up Mum on Thursday, and when I got to the hospital this evening, she was in great form, and I'm to go pick her up on Thursday morning to hopefully take her to visit a couple of the care homes that we feel would be some place that she would consider going to. And I was told by the staff nurse there, of course, if you do take her out on Thursday morning, we will be expecting you later on Thursday to come and take her to those homes. Forgetting that there is financial assessment and all sorts of things needed to be done, and just the decision between the two homes is quite difficult, as one will mean she needs basically no care, but will have meals provided and will have a red button to pull if she needs help. But the other one, perhaps more wise, would be one with some levels of care but which doesn't have any beds. So it is a challenging time for us, and if you are a praying person listening to this, we'd appreciate your prayer at this time. And for the house that we believe, and Mum firmly believes, that God has for her as she leaves Lagan Valley. So do just keep this in mind anyway, and we envisage that she probably will be in over the weekend, considering all the paperwork and things that will need to take place to get her into residential care. But to be honest, who knows? At this stage, it's been a big question mark all the way along. And tomorrow I see the advice, the day after tomorrow I'm due to visit a man in the Citizens Advice Bureau to get the wisdom on the procedures that I need to know about with regards to long-term care for Mum. So, there we are. Thank you for your interest. Bye for now.